From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Today, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham broke with his party's leaders to say he will vote for Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor. Graham is the fifth Senate Republican to make such a commitment. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Graham said he wants to make the Senate less politicized.
We're talking about one of the most qualified nominees to be selected for the Supreme Court in decades.
Graham rejected accusations from some other Republicans that Sotomayor will be an extremist on the bench.
And if you look at Judge Sotomayor's record for 17 years, it has left a center, but not a record of someone who is wearing the robe, but under the robe is an activist.
Earlier in the day, Republican Senator John Kyle of Arizona said he'll oppose Sotomayor. Kyle said he's not been persuaded that Sotomayor will set aside her biases and impartially decide cases based upon the rule of law. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The White House says plans remain on track to have all U.S. troops out of Iraq by the end of 2011. President Obama met today at the White House with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and at a news conference afterwards said the withdrawal plan is in place despite escalating violence there. Standing in the White House Rose Garden, the president said the two countries are in the midst of what he called a full transition. Mr. Obama also said he is pleased about al-Maliki's plans to visit Arlington National Cemetery during his trip to the U.S., the final resting place of many of the U.S. troops killed in Iraq. Court papers unsealed today identify a Long Island man who prosecutors say attended an al-Qaeda camp and gave the group information about the New York City transit system. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Last November, federal authorities in Washington told law enforcement officials in New York of a possible al-Qaeda plot to bomb transportation systems in and around the city. That warning came shortly after an American from Long Island, Bryant Neal Vinnis, was arrested in Pakistan. According to the indictment, he trained in an al-Qaeda camp last year and gave the group, quote, expert advice and assistance, unquote, related to the New York transit system. The indictment doesn't mention anything about a specific plot against New York City, but it does say he took part in a rocket attack against a U.S. base in Afghanistan. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Chrysler says it will match a government incentive for people to trade in their older vehicles. The $4,500 per vehicle incentive being offered by the automaker is designed to match the government's so-called Cash for Clunkers program. Chrysler said today it will either offer the cash incentive or 0% financing for 6 years on 2009 Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep models. The company says the incentive will run through the end of August. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 34 points to end the session at 8,881. The Nasdaq gained 10 points. The S&P 500 fell a fraction today. This is NPR. Two more American soldiers were reported to have died in a bombing in Afghanistan. Military officials say the explosion happened in southern Afghanistan. A few other details are being released, including what branch the troops served under or where the explosion took place. Southern Helmand Province is the site of the largest U.S. Marine operation in Afghanistan since the 2001 invasion, with some 4,000 Marines there. While meeting scant resistance from Taliban fighters, Marines have had to deal with a number of roadside bombs. July has been the deadliest month for U.S. forces in the history of the now nearly 8-year-old war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said today Israel has no intention of dismantling its controversial barrier it's building in and around the West Bank. The statement came after Palestinians reportedly demanded the barrier be taken down. Linda Gradstein reports.
Speaking in the Israeli parliament, Netanyahu told lawmakers that the barrier, which he called a fence, had restored security to Israel and prevented Palestinian suicide bombers from entering the country. He also said there has been some improvement in the functioning of the Palestinian security forces in the West Bank. Netanyahu spoke after Israeli media reports said Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas had asked President Obama to pressure Israel to dismantle the barrier since the security situation in the West Bank has improved. Palestinian chief negotiator Saab Erekat told the Reuters news agency that he had approached the U.S. on the issue and said the barrier, which he called a wall, is part of the problem and not part of the solution. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Crude oil prices fell today. Crude oil futures fell 21 cents a barrel, ending the session at $65.40 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.